he invited me to the class dance, and I think I was 11, and the most terrible thing happened, because those were the days of the twist. And so, you know, we were twisting, and I went all the way down on the floor, and then kind of went all the way back, and then I couldn't get up.
Before she was one of the most beautiful and well-known movie heroines, Sigourney Weaver was Susan, just another little girl growing up on the Upper East Side.
I'm not unusual in the sense of being a girl growing up in New York and, you know, a big girl, self-conscious girl, but really your feet are on the ground in New York and the street is yours. You grow up like, you know, a brave kid. Because the city is yours. It doesn't really belong to these grown-ups.
We was the block where you come to play football. You was the block where you come play tag, manhunt. You was the block where you come, you get in a sprinkler. We was the block where everybody come to ride your bikes, to ride the big wheels. Our block was that block.
And were there places that your parents told you not to go when you were a little kid?
Yes, they said stay off Hollis Avenue.
Daryl McDaniels was a kid growing up in a neighborhood of Queens called Hollis, within eight very different blocks of two other kids he'd soon meet to form one of the most influential rap groups in history.
I'm 197, Jason's 2/3, Joel's on 2/5. He's on the end of Hollis Avenue, you know what I'm saying, where Joel saw the aftermath of what would happen with the Pimps and Bush. I didn't know what it was doing. Jay was in the midst of it, and Joel would get the aftermath. Most of the guys who got out of jail lived in Joe's little section of Hollis. So the combination of Run DMC gets us a record deal.
I'm Kevin Burke, and this is Your Hometown, a new podcast about growing up and the places and times that make us who we are, coming on February 2nd, with a first season that's all about New York City, with more than 20 guests who grew up in that most dense, diverse, electric of places. And we're doing it with the Museum of the City of New York. Find us at yourhometown.org or on one of those podcast apps you're always hearing about.